Please tell us your name and age.
I'm Sarah Jones. I'm 68 years old.
Okay.
You're a baby.
Where did you grow up?
In Onslow County, Sneed's Ferry, North Carolina.
Was it a farming area?
Yes.
Do you remember any specific crops?
I helped my uncle with tobacco and corn.
All right. Did you have a large or a small family?
Medium. There were six of us.
All right. How many siblings did you have?
I had three sisters and one brother.
Okay. What do you remember about being sick or having a family member becoming sick?
I had appendicitis when I was 8, and my brother had appendicitis when he was 12. And so he was not in a hospital, I was. We had no hospitals back then, so he had surgery at the doctor's office, and I had surgery at the hospital. And we both had ether, and it was bad stuff.
What was bad about it?
You were real sick after you had it. It took you a long time to wake up from it.
Alrighty. Where did you receive medical treatment usually?
At the doctor's office in Sneed's Ferry.
Do you remember anything particularly about the doctor's office, maybe the doctor himself?
My doctor was Dr. Henderson, and he was a family doctor. He was there for years, and it's just a little country doctor.
Okay. What medicines do you remember that were used in your household?
Oh, gracious. Aspirin. Turpentine was used for turpentine sugar was used for toothache. And we had mustard plasters for colds.
What are mustard plasters?
It's mustard that they warm up and they put it on your chest and they wrap your chest with a cloth to get the heat in so it'll get rid of your cold.
Oh, well, did you ever use Vicks Vapor Rub?
Yes.
Did you put it in any like particular place and for what kind of ailment?
We put it in hot water for the steam to unclog our sinuses and get rid of the colds.
Did you ever put it on your feet or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Do you remember any special home remedies that maybe your parents made?
Just like I said, the mustard plasters and the whiskey and honey for colds.
Okay. Do you have any illnesses for which there are now vaccines that there might not have been before?
Well, they have measles vaccines now, and whooping cough, and smallpox.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Not smallpox, what? Yeah, smallpox.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
Do you remember anything about vaccines back then? Like, were they painful? Big needles, maybe?
No, they weren't real painful. They hurt some, but not much.
Okay. What medical advancement or medical technical discovery has had the greatest impact on you?
Well, I have never had it, but the heart transplants and liver transplants now, that's real big, you know, that's helped a lot of people.
Alrighty. Well, we appreciate you coming and telling us your story. And that's it.